powerful what big money can do, right? All these years of Daniel Snyder insisting that he was never going to change the name of his football team. It took one day. It took Nike, FedEx, and the federal government, really, to say, listen, bud, you're not going to get land for your new stadium, not going to sell any products through Nike. And the organization FedEx that pays you all that money for naming rights and has that cozy financial relationship with Daniel Snyder, that's going to start to get real iffy, too, if you don't change the name of your team. So Snyder and the Redskins responded today with, which they are still called, an unbelievably passive-aggressive statement. I mean, it was phenomenal, where they said that word, the nickname of the team, must have been 10 times in the statement. Say, we, the Washington Redskins, are going to consider this. We, the Redskins, will do this. It was unbelievable. But the bottom line is, Mark Maskey, who covers the club for the Washington Post, said they're going to change the name. Multiple sources have told him. It's amazing. Isn't that just the way of the world, though? That big corporations, big money, gets things done, which, if you believe we're going to see sports this year, is probably the biggest reason why, right? All that television money on the line. And when it's big money backed by federal government, things really tend to get done, right? Like, it takes a lot for something to not get done when big money and big government is behind it. And I think it's definitely behind the return of sports, certainly baseball, football, basketball, certainly those in a major way. But that's it then. So then the question becomes, well, what are they going to call this team? What will Daniel Snyder call this team? I kind of like Wild Things. I do, Horse. That one keeps coming back to me. Or the, again, the Washington Universal Windows Direct. I think that would be a wonderful name.
The Wild Things already have a minor league team here.
Well, yeah, here. But what would that have to do with the NFL?
Well, they'd have to probably fight them for that name.
You think? Maybe. I don't know. I'm trying to think of some other names. We've seen Washington Wizards. They changed their name from the Washington Bullets to the Wizards.
What about the Monuments?
The Washington Horse, you're thinking today. The Washington Monuments. It certainly has a ring to it. What does that mean in the end, though? What are they monuments to or of?
Washington, like, Monument.
Well, sure. The Washington Monument, yes.
So their logo could be like a monument.
It could be the monument, as a matter of fact.
But if they were the Washington Washingtons, and they had George Washington as their logo.
That's unbelievable. Horse, did you drink coffee today?
I did. Big one.
You're thinking like never before. The Washington Washingtons, with a picture of George Washington crossing the Delaware.
I like it.
What else could they be? The Washington Generals? No. I'm just naming teams out loud. You wouldn't want to be named after a team that intentionally lost for its entire existence, right? Capitals, taken. The Washington Wizards, taken. I'll think of one. I will. And I'll get in touch with Dan Snyder here by the end of the day and let him know. Major League Baseball All-Star Game, done. I don't think that's a surprise. Was supposed to be in L.A. And instead, they'll move it to L.A., or have it in L.A. in 2022, I believe. So that's done for the year. We have Jonathan Bomboli coming up at top of the hour. We have our interview of the week just ahead. It was fun to talk to Ray Fittipaldo about some of these protocols in the NFL and how this is going to happen. And I'm still really intrigued by this helmet that the league has proposed. Like a Darth Vader helmet, except made of new age material. When I first saw this thing a couple months back, I was like, wow, this is what I'd want to wear. But then there are considerations of peripheral vision and breathing. But don't you think if they went to all that trouble to make a model of a helmet, that they would have taken that into consideration? That doesn't mean guys still won't have an adjustment, but the Players Association is pushing back on these helmets. But it seems to me it's just in the initial stages here. And once you have guys wear them around in training camp, assuming training camp is going to open here on time, I bet you that's going to fly. I would want to wear something like that, because that's the big risk, right? Is the shedding, as they say, that you're going to breathe it in, you know? The other stuff, you get it on your skin and things like that, well, conceivably you can wash it off every time you come off the field. Just take basically a sanitizer bath on the sidelines, you know? But it's the breathing in of all that stuff that, to me, is the risk. ESPN had an interesting little take on Cam Newton. Not really a take. It's an opposing coach's take in the division that I thought was very interesting and may have spoken to Bill Belichick's true motives in bringing in Cam Newton. I wonder about all of this. I think it's a win-win for Belichick here. I really do. Fan Hotline, brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall and Capitis. Let's talk about that. We don't know who the coach was, but I think he might have been right on the money. It's Cook and Joe.